you give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I said,
you haven't cut the gore, you're not. You haven't answered my reservation.
And I said, now I will determine at the conclusion, not just of the grand jury, but at the conclusion of this entire investigation. See, that leaves the Irving Committee there, too. I just not. If, for example, you don't happen to indict in one of these three, or one or two or three, or any one of them, I'm not going to take that one. It isn't enough to serve a president simply to get by a grand jury.
I understand.
And I have told them all that. They've got to be a higher standard.
I don't see that we're in disagreement there. The problem is one of timing, as I see it.
Yeah.
I think, my humble judgment, that the question of timing is working first to your detriment with respect to your image before the press and the public.
So you mean now would be a good time to know?
And secondly, I think it's working to the detriment of the investigation because it's giving all of these people an attitude of hope that I think that is unwarranted.
Right.
I think that if you make the middle court...
How about moving to leave Mass and all of it early? Let me put it this way. I'm not in communication with Dean at the moment, for obvious reasons. I'm with Holland and Earth, and I have my goddamn frank discussions. I know they're telling me the truth. Dean, I can't believe him, because I don't know what he's up to. See? But, and this leave of absence talk that we say, please let us keep it within ourselves. I can't get this out and kill the whole thing. And I particularly can't get it out to Dean. I don't like to put the three of them in the same bag. Although they can all be there. In other words, they can all be there.
Mr. President, why do you not like to put them in the same bag? You don't like to put them in the same bag because Haldeman and Ehrlichman are loyal to the last minute.
I'm referring, frankly, to the fact that I have a different relationship at this point. I mean, I can't get Dean in and say, you take a leave of absence, and if you come through this clean, I'll take you back, something like that.
Well, candor, I think leave of absence is just a preliminary step to ultimate departure. I don't see how either way any of them could come back.
We know.
But it certainly, at least in terms of bias and prejudice, it indicates to the public at large that you haven't completely abandoned them. You haven't completely and ultimately decided their fate. So you're putting them
on the other hand, I'm separating myself from it and saying, now by golly, what I'm really saying is you're guilty when you're proved innocent. That's what the leave of absence is, you see. Whereas the other way, I'm saying resignation, you're guilty. That's the difference, isn't it? See, a leave of absence, in effect, is saying, look, fellas, I'm giving you a leave of absence. So I'm holding, basically, not that you're guilty, but it's more than that. I'm not holding you guilty. I'm not finding you guilty. But I'm saying you've got to prove that you are innocent before you can come back.
No.
Now, with resignation, you're saying
that you have to prove you're worthy to work in the office of the president.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
I think that's a much more realistic way of saying
it. No, that's what I told him. No, that's what I mean. No, you know what I mean by guilt and innocence. I mean worthiness.
That's
right. You've got to prove your worth.
But you see, that's what I think has to get out to the public.
Sure.
Mr. President, my wife is not a politically sophisticated woman.
That's right.
She knows I'm upset about this. So, you know, I'm working hard. She sees it. This morning at breakfast, I don't want you to hold this against her if you ever meet her, because she's a charming lady.
Of course so.
She said, doesn't all of this upset you? And I said, of course it does.
And she said, why the hell would the president do something?
Does you think the president knows? And I looked at her and I said, if I thought the president knew, I would have to resign. But, you know, now there's in my own family, Mr. President.
That's right.
Now, whatever confidence she has in you, her confidence in me ought to be unquestioned. But when that type of question comes through in my home...
We've got to get it right now.
You've got a problem.
Well, you know how I wrestle with it. I've been trying to...
Mr. President, I pray for you. So help me God,
I'm trying to get the thing, like even the poor Dan Gray did. It's nothing we can do.
distinguish between the three of them.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I don't try to distinguish, but it may be they'll be handled differently due to the fact that I'm not communicating with Dean.
Mr. President, I understand. It's always easier to advise and yeah, to assume that
I'll be on my way and it'll be done. I'm working on it.
I understand.
I don't want you to, I'm not even going to tell you how it's going to be done.
I'd rather not know.
It's as best that we not know. Well, what are you going to do? What will happen now? The FBI will now interview Dean on that report in California.
Yes, sir. They will interview Ehrlichman. And they will attempt to identify the psychiatrist. They will interview the psychiatrist's name as Ellsworth's psychiatrist. To determine whether or not they were burglarized or know they were burglarized. They will attempt to determine if there's any police report of a burglary. We will check with the Defense Department since they've been involved in this thing. We will recheck the FBI. We've already checked them once. Nothing. We've checked our own people.
Well, the FBI didn't do it.
I understand, but we're talking about the evidence of information that may have stemmed from that source.
Yeah, whether it got into the crowd.
Whether that any of that gotten into the file in any way. And when we do that, as we do that, we have to file reports with the court, and we will. And we'll see what develops.
All right.